It's been a tough week for the local church. I'm sure that many of you saw the story on Wednesday that came out of the chancery, that there was a search warrant issued to search the chancery. And talking to Father Richard and some of my friends that work at the chancery, it was not a pleasant experience. I share that with you just to say that if you see any news reports that come, you might want to also check the Archdiocesan news site, because the media seems to be like reporting what they want. But also, it also reminds us that we need to continue to pray for all of those who have been victims of the horrible crimes of the church. But I would also ask you in helping join me in praying that as there's this search for answers, that we preserve the truth and that no one is falsely accused and no one is unnecessarily persecuted. But that's all a reminder to us about this broken world that we're in and how badly we need a Savior. And we enter into this Advent season as a local church with heavy hearts, but we also are entering into this Advent season because we know how much our world needs a Savior. And we're beginning this Advent season as a reminder that the word Advent comes from the Latin word coming. And we celebrate in Advent the two comings of our Lord. One is the coming of the Lord Jesus as He took flesh, came upon us. The coming of Jesus is going to happen on December 25th as we celebrate Christmas. And we're marking that time with our Advent wreath that every week will light a new candle, saying, look, we're getting closer to the coming of the Lord. But the second coming that we need to be aware of is the one that Jesus talks about in the gospel today. And that's when Jesus is going to come again. We know that's a tenet of our faith. We know that the Lord Jesus is going to come again, and that coming for us is now more imminent. Jesus is coming again. And when He comes, as Jesus says in the gospel, there's going to be a lot of fright, there's going to be a lot of fear, there's going to be some crazy things that happen. But we keep our eyes focused on Jesus, because He is the one that can help us. He is the one that keeps our eyes gazing on us. We come together before the Lord because we need Him. Our world is broken. There's a lot of sadness. There's a lot of despair. But we come because we need the Lord Jesus. And during this Advent season, it's important for us to prepare our hearts. Not to prepare for Christmas, not to go Christmas shopping, making sure all the decorations and the food is all prepared and the house is all clean, but we need to make sure that the inside of ourselves is all cleaned up. We need to make sure our souls are right, because my friends, we don't know when we're going to go home, and we don't know when the Lord's going to come again. So during this Advent season, it's a great reminder for us that we need to make sure that we got all of our stuff in order. I think as Catholics, we do an exceptional job during the Lenten season to prepare for Easter. We fast, we sacrifice, we give alms, we pray, but do we do the same things in Advent? And I would venture to say the answer is no, because we're so busy in this holiday season. But my challenge to you is that during this Advent season, I would ask you to do something to prepare for Christmas. Act like it's Lent. What would you do if Lent was starting today? What sacrifice would you make? What would you do in your life so that you can grow closer to the Lord? I'll give you some examples. One thing you can do is go to confession, to avail your heart and your soul to God's grace, to let His mercy and love wash you clean. We're going to have lots of opportunities to go to confession. We're having our parish penance service on Thursday night here in the church, and that might be a good way for you to come and let your soul be cleansed by the Lord's love. You might think about adding some extra prayer time, like maybe adding an extra hour during the week to come to one of the chapels that we have here at St. Martha's, and just avail yourself to God's grace, to spend time in quiet to say, Lord, I need Your love, and I ask You to help me be prepared. Maybe you can squeeze in an extra daily mass during the week and come and pray and celebrate the sacred mysteries. Maybe you can spend this Advent by doing something to help the poor, by serving at Martha's Kitchen or another homeless shelter, or some other way you can serve the poor. Maybe you can bring an extra gift on December 16th when we have Gift Giving Sunday. Maybe you can find something else you can do to help the poor and the needy and the elderly, because that's a way that we can show the Lord's love to those He puts in our lives. Or maybe you can sacrifice something during this Advent time. Maybe you can get rid of something in your life that's cluttering your time or your calendar, your schedule. Maybe you can get rid of something that leads you to the near occasion of sin, that you say, look, during this Advent season, I'm going to get rid of that so that I can let the Lord shape my heart and prepare for His coming. I would ask you to spend some time in prayer as we celebrate the Mass today to say, Lord, how can I make sure that my Advent's a productive one? What can I do, Lord, to make sure that this time to prepare my heart and my soul may be fruitful so that I can be changed, so that I can be ready for your coming? We come before the Lord because we need Him. We need His love. We're broken. We're sad. We're hurting. And we come here before the Lord to ask Him to fill our hearts. We ask the Lord as we continue on our Advent journey that we let His love change us and shape us so that we can prepare for His coming.